Hey, Donald X, what is the story behind Way of the Chameleon?
So this story has two branches, and the first branch is this idea of replacing one resource with another. And so we have this is again a very old idea. It doesn't have the gold bar, but it's from before the game was published. Plus a card, Jester. Plus a card, choose any two of coins, actions, buys, and cards, and we play an action card from your hand, switching those two things in a text. And this is this thing that's it sounds cute, it sounds, hilarious, but it's very often nothing. Like there's nothing on this board that we care to do this with. And especially because you have to jump through this hoop, we have to play the jester and then the other card and be happy with this. And the second jester improves on it a little. Whenever you would get plus actions, buys, cards, or coins from it, you may take an equal amount of another of those things. So this will work multiple times on one card. So you could play Festival and pick, I want two of something, one of something. Whereas first jester would just change one of the slots for something else. And this version, now I'm trying to see what's different about the next one. This version is just slightly rephrased. You may instead get any mix of those things with the same total amount, it says. This version tried out for Cornucopia and, I mean, immediately died. So then we had, it was a difficult concept to make, get, good enough to get any value out of. And so then we have a separate story. And this is the previous untold story of ways. So the secret history just says that, well, I tried these ideas out for landscapes in Menagerie, and the ways worked out, and there they are, right? I think that's the main story of ways. But ways started out as an idea on a card, and here it is, Guildhall. Plus a card, plus an action, plus a buy. This turn, each time you play an action card, you may choose to get a card, an action, and a coin instead of following its instructions. So it's Way of the Peddler. And you had to play it first. You have to play a Guildhall, and then for the rest of the turn, your cards are all peddlers if you want. And the second version just ups that from 3 to 5 for the same ability. And so we had a lot of fun with this initially, and it seemed, so cool that cards were turning into peddlers. And what set was this even, he wondered. I think it's quite possibly Nocturne, but if you want to know the answer, I will have to look it up. It is not written here in any way. Let's just, boy, there is a card called Guildhall in Nocturne, but it's a village that says, while this is in play, when you gain or trash a card, plus one coin. Part of some story that I may have missed. I mean, right? That ties right in with the whole sheepdog story. The secret stage of the sheepdog story. It's a relative of Anvil, right? So this must have been, I liked Anvil and I was trying another version of Anvil from Renaissance. And so while this is in play, when you gain or trash a card, you gain a coin. Anyway, that is in Nocturne. And I've just randomly noticed it on this search. The other Guildhall is in Nocturne. Okay, so in Nocturne, hooray, we got an answer. I tried a card named Guildhall. I don't know why, because Nocturne was all about flavor and that was not about flavor. So this story could also ultimately go back to spices in Empires, the plus a coin per buy you have treasure. But anyway, well, no, it goes back to Anvil, so it's really not part of the spices story. Anyway, I'm getting so confused. There was a card in Nocturne called Guildhall, and there it is. It's Way of the Peddler. And so yeah, we had a lot of fun with this card, but in the end, what it means is you need to get enough guild halls that you'll draw one pretty quickly. And then the rest of your deck doesn't matter because that's all going to be peddlers. And everything your cards did vanishes, and you have a deck of peddlers again. And so the experience from game to game playing with guild hall was it's just a guild hall game. It's just the same experience. And so even though we enjoyed the experience, it was too repetitive. And so you see, I tried two other versions of it. Here's a guild hall that says it's Way of the Silver. You can play cards as an action and two coins. And then finally, we have Way of the Terminal Gold. And this one is called Pageant. And the top is still stayed the same, a cantrip by. And this turn, each time you play an action, you may choose to get plus 3 coins instead of following its instructions. And so at that point, I gave up on it in Nocturne. But this idea of playing a card as another effect stayed with me, and I tried it as a whole landscape mechanic in Menagerie and was thrilled with it. The ways were a lot of fun, you know, transforming the game in a way that Guildhall had not. Like, Guildhall had given us this same experience in a way that, like, Way of the Ox does not. And so I remember Jester and tried Way of the Chameleon. Follow this card's instructions. That's some funky text that now is on several cards that's trying desperately to communicate this idea tersely. But follow this card's instructions. Each time it would give you... Because why doesn't it say, like, play this card? But that would loop. So it can't say that. So follow this card's instructions. Each time it would give you actions, cards, coins, or buys, you may take a different one. And so that's the same old classic idea. And it turns out it's way simpler to just to do cards and coins, because now we're not making multiple decisions for one card. And I think there are cases where you ask a rules question as a result. And if we just switch cards and coins, the only decision was to use Way of the Chameleon. And there's no rules question, or there still are rules questions for Way of the Chameleon, but we've eliminated some things, and that's why I did that. And then I realized that it didn't want to work next turn because you could play duration cards. So it says each time it gives you plus cards this turn, you get coins and vice versa. And so this solves all the problems that Jester had, because you don't need to line it up. You just need there to be anything in the kingdom that works with Way of Chameleon, and then sometimes you'll do it. And it also, if it turns out nothing works with it, that's not so bad, because we still have 10 cards doing stuff. It's not eating up one of those slots. And so it was just the perfect way to do this really weird effect, this wonky thing. And there it is, Way of the Chameleon.
Hey Bards, what do you have for us today?
I don't know if it's root or route, but certainly this is true. Since trashing's good, without a doubt, this action card must be too. Moreover, it does something that not many more cards can claim. You'll see its power level rise throughout a Dominion game. And now that route, or root, is gone, in case you are asking, why? It must be that it was too strong. So sadly, it had to die.
Thank you, Shara, for that ponderous tribute to trade, Rote.